Exclusive, Ed Martin, Office of Management and Budget: Key to Making DOGE's Vision a Reality. By Hannah Knudsen on December 12, 2024. The Office of Management and Budget, OMB, is key to making Department of Government efficiency. DOGE, cuts a reality, Ed Martin. President of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles and new Chief of Staff at Office of Management and Budget, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. I don't know any election ever where I or any host ever was like, hey, let's talk to the new Chief of Staff at the Office of Management and Budget. Can't wait to hear what that guy's up to, but now you're like one of the most important people in the entire country, host Mike Slater pointed out. Martin agreed that it is one of the most important offices you know. As America grew in scope, explaining just what, exactly, that office does. It became a lot different than, you know, over 100 years ago, it just became massive. One of the key places, it's called the Office of Management and Budget because you got to run all these departments. They have to get the money that runs them. They have to get the personnel that runs them. They have to have the policies. So when you talk about the sort of back office, the boiler room of the President of the United States, of his administration, it's OMB, he said, explaining that they work on the President's budget, and they deal with how the money is being spent. That includes who's doing what, and when there's poor choices, you can pull them back and all kinds of things. His director is Russell Vaught, who Martin said is one of the key people. He had the job for the last 2 years of the Trump administration's first term. He's a really sharp guy. He's a really smart guy. He's really, when you talk about one of the important people in the country, he's one of the really key people. He sees the entire playing field of what's happening. He's a great conservative. So you know, all that would be big, and I tell you that would be. I think it's the most important place to work in the government. Martin said before explaining how this works hand in hand with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's DOGE. And then Elon and Vivek decided to do this DOGE thing. And the president signed up on it, and all of their work is working with an OMB. If you want to change government, you can't just talk about it outside. You got to figure it out. And you can't really plan on passing legislation. It takes a long time, he said, noting that all of the deregulation goes through OMB. It has to be managed through a division of OMB. So anyway, so Vivek and Elon have been hand in glove with Russ Vaught. I'm meeting later today with one of Elon's senior guys, Martin said, admitting that he would have considered DOGE a pipe dream 6 months ago. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Ed Martin, December 12, 2024. I would have told you 6 months ago, the DOGE is a pipe dream. You know, everybody thinks they're going to reform government. Like they all say that, and then they get in and government wins, he said, adding that odds are on the DOGE boys because they know. They know how to use the tools, and Elon is going to use the PR machine that he is. And we're going to use the nuts and bolts and change things. Martin noted that either Musk or Ramaswamy could have asked to be the head of a department, but they wanted to look at the entire playing field. You want to get a man's attention, grab him by the wallet, right? Look, we control the money going out of the government, out of the department, out of our treasury, into the department. So if you want to get people's attention, at you said, for example, that spends hundreds of millions of dollars. It looks like a CIA cutout to me, and they're doing stuff that makes no sense against America. OMB can say the money's on hold until we figure out if you're actually doing what this president wants, and that's what we intend to do, he said. And those boys immediately saw that, and they were like, okay, we get it. Let's work together, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.